trap he's got there.
Mm-hmm.
That's trap turtle got a hold of. Ripped the lids off, ripped the top.
All of those.
Yeah.
So that means they got the crabs out of there.
Very likely. Sometimes you'll still find some crabs in them, but usually not very many. That's what the turtle goes for, the crabs. But sometimes, like after they rip that lid off and get the crabs,
mm-hmm.
More crabs will crawl in there just for a place to hide.
Huh.
See, they'll crawl in there to get the food, but they'll also crawl in there for a place to hide. So sometimes you'll catch a few crabs out of traps like that, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another thing we have to contend with, is things like that. Turtles tearing traps up. They'll take the extra lids and repair material, but a lot of cases like that, when a turtle hits your trap real bad, you don't have enough on board, and that's evidently what happened to him. He didn't have enough to replace them all, so he brought the rest of them in.
Okay, now. Oh, those are gorgeous. So they catch the crabs, and they just pull off the claws and throw the crabs back.
Right.
The crab claws in those boxes, what are they going to do with them now?
They take them in there and they dump them in big baskets that I have to cook them in. We cook them,
mm-hmm.
and they come out of there and we put them in cold water to chill them. Then they go on the grading table and they're graded out sizes. And get what we call, some people call them floaters, we call them culls, the ones that are not full of meat. They try to take as many as they can out there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, because they try not to even go see it, they can recognize it when they get the crab, they won't break the claws off, they just throw the crab back overboard.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't get them all, so we have to go through them, because you can't sell that kind of stuff to restaurants. And when somebody goes to pay that kind of money to sit down at dinner at a restaurant, they expect that claw to be full of meat.
Uh-huh. And about how many pounds of claws do the boats bring in?
It depends. Right now, things are real slow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a poor catch. For now, it's a fair catch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good catch for now, but the boat didn't make any money.
Uh-huh.
If he had about twice that many, the boat would make some money.
Uh-huh.
Now, sometimes they'll have 4 or 5 times that many.
So if the turtle hadn't gotten some of those,
it had a few more, but not a lot. It's the weather has been too good, and crabs don't get out and crawl like that. The water gets clear. They evidently go out and feed just enough to survive, and they won't travel very far.
They wait for it to get muddy and
you're right. That way they're not so visible, because
mm-hmm.
turtles like to eat them, and octopus, conchs, big fish eat them, like big groupers.
Mm-hmm.
All those things like to eat them other than humans. So when that water's clear, he won't get out and move very far. When the water's murky, then he'll travel not real far, not a storm crab doesn't. I don't know just how far, but let's say he'd go from here to across the river
mm-hmm.
to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But when the water's clear, I don't think he even goes that far. And then it depends, like, what direction the wind blows, the way this coast lies, how it affects it. Like, if the wind blows out of north or northeast, it doesn't help us any.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to blow, like, out of southwest or northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And blow hard and churn that water up good and get it good and murky. And then if the crabs are there, then we catch them.
Mm-hmm.
But some seasons, nobody has the answer. Some of the things we know what causes it or helps production, but we don't have all the answers.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you mind if I took some pictures inside the...
No. Yes. Go ahead.